Hey everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tackling a subject I know a lot of you are really interested in, and that's understanding and supporting a child with ADHD.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It really is. And we're going to be taking a deep dive, excuse the pun, into the challenges these kids face, but even more importantly, how we can help them really thrive.
It's all about giving parents the knowledge and the tools to create a truly supportive and understanding environment.
Absolutely. So when I was going through all the research and material for this episode, one thing that really jumped out at me was this concept of executive function. It's like, it's kind of like the brain's management team, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And for kids with ADHD, this area can be a little, well, out of sync.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Imagine, you know, trying to build one of those huge, complicated Lego masterpieces, but you're doing it while riding a roller coaster.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a pretty intense visual.
It is, and that gives you a sense of the kind of internal chaos they might be dealing with every single day. It can be overwhelming. Their brains are just naturally wired for this high level of energy, which can make it a lot tougher to prioritize, plan, manage impulses. You know, those things that a lot of us kind of take for granted.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so easy to forget that. I mean, I remember this one story from the research material, this anecdote about a child who was trying to organize their backpack for school.
Okay.
And they knew what they had to do. Like, they had the list, they understood the concept, but it was almost like their brain just wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah.
And it just really, for me at least, highlighted how much we underestimate the struggle that's going on behind the scenes.
And that's why approaching this with patience is absolutely key. I mean, it's not about laziness, it's not about defiance, it's really about understanding and recognizing those differences in brain wiring. And adapting, I think, our approach to parenting. And one of the most effective strategies, I would say, that was mentioned in pretty much all of the research is the importance of establishing routines.
You mean like predictable structures, so they don't have to make as many decisions throughout the day?
Exactly, precisely. Routines can really help to reduce that sense of mental clutter and anxiety that a lot of these kids experience. A consistent morning routine, for example, that's predictable, that's calm, that can make a world of difference. And then, you know, another strategy is this idea of breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. So instead of just saying, you know, clean your room, which can feel so overwhelming, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You might say, you know, let's start by putting away all your toys.
Yeah, small, manageable steps.
Exactly. And it makes it seem less daunting.
It just makes sense, especially when those executive functions are already working overtime just to keep up.
Exactly. And of course, you know, we can't forget about the power of positive reinforcement. There's really fascinating research on this, actually. Studies have shown that positive feedback actually triggers the release of dopamine in the brain, which, and this is the cool part, can actually strengthen the neural pathways associated with focus and motivation. And this is particularly pronounced in children with ADHD.
So it's not just about making them feel good, mm-hmm. which is obviously important, but it's about actually rewiring their brains for success. That's incredible.
It is. And it doesn't have to be, you know, complicated or anything. A simple, hey, I noticed you've been working really hard on that drawing. It looks great. Can go such a long way.
It's all about recognizing those small victories, celebrating their effort, and like you were saying earlier, focusing on their strengths.
Absolutely. Every single child out there has their own unique strengths and talents. Maybe they're incredibly creative. Maybe they're super empathetic. Maybe they have this like boundless energy that we could all use a little bit of. And I think by nurturing those strengths, we can really empower them to see themselves beyond the challenges of ADHD.
It's about seeing the whole child.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful. So to recap a little bit, we talk about the importance of really trying to understand the child's experience through this lens of executive function, right?
Right.
And we talked about practical strategies like routines, breaking down tasks into those smaller steps, but then kind of over everything else, remembering to harness the power of positive reinforcement.
And I think a really important point you made is remembering that every child is different. So what works for one child with ADHD might not work for another. So it's really about finding that right approach for your child.
That's such an important reminder. We can't take this one-size-fits-all approach. It makes you wonder, how can we as a society do a better job of cultivating a deeper understanding and acceptance of neurodiversity in general? And not just within our own families, but in our schools, in our communities, everywhere, really.
It's a question worth thinking about. How can we create environments where every single child feels seen, feels supported, and feel celebrated for those unique strengths.
It's a journey, for sure. And to all the parents out there listening who are on that journey with a child with ADHD, just know that you're not alone. Keep learning, keep loving, and keep believing in your amazing kid.
You got this.
You got this.